Hello. Starting with version 2017, Visual Studio now supports opening folders with source code without the need to create any VS solutions or projects. My name is Mario Luparo, and in this video, I'll walk you through what Open Folder is, how does it work with C++ source code, and the easiest way you can get started with it. So, what do you need to know about Open Folder? Just a few things to start with. First, as the name says, it is a folder-based experience, not a project-based one. This means that to get started, you don't need any MS Build projects or VS Solutions files. Just go to the folder that has your sources and type devenv dot or specify a full path to the folder you want to parameter. Inside the IDE, you can also go to File, Open Folder, or if you're okay using both hands for the shortcut, use Control Alt Shift O instead. Second thing you should know is that not only you don't need any VS projects or solutions, you don't even need to configure a build system at all to get started, if only you're after reading or light editing some C++ source code. When a folder is open, VS indexes its content, and with little or no additional configuration, provides a C++ language service experience equivalent to the one already available in MS Build projects. Of course, if your code does use a build system, it is quite trivial to configure it within VS to facilitate building and debugging of C++ binaries. And when you debug, you will be using the power and familiarity of the Visual Studio debugger. So if you're interested, let's jump into a demo. So what I have here in folder hello is a very small sample of a makefile project. It's got two CPP files and one header. And let's just directly open it in devenv. Devenv dot, we'll start devenv directly into this folder and we'll load it in folder view mode. As it loads, let's quickly build it just to make sure that everything works fine. So you can see that it generated an exe and I can already see it in Solution Explorer. And if I do nmake clean, it'll clean the folder and we'll be back to the list of files we had initially. The makefile is quite trivial, and the code just calls another function, and in this function displays some text. As you can see, Visual Studio already offers me IntelliSense and semantic colorization for the headers that was able to find. IntelliSense uses heuristics to find the list of headers that are probably most likely to be used inside a project, but for this case, the hellofunc.h, which is available in this ink folder, was not found. So let's fix that. To tell IntelliSense how to find this folder, we will be creating the small file cppproperties.json, and we will be adding a new configuration to it. So let's name it Windows. And what we need to do is specify in the include path this new folder. As soon as I click save, IntelliSense will refresh. And if I go to this file, you can see that the squiggle is already gone. I can right click, it opens the folder, and I already got a navigation services from the language service. Now you see that IOStream is not available, and that's a side effect of specifying specifically the headers and the include path. The heuristics is not used anymore, so we need to be explicit about where to find this STL header IOStream. Luckily, I opened Visual Studio from the developer command prompt, and in here we have an environment variable called vctoolspath installer that will tell me where STL is installed. So if I go back to CPP properties and add this as well, and I'll do env dot and the variable name / include, that should be sufficient to get IntelliSense to work again. And as you can see, IOStream is found, the squiggle is gone, and IOStream is open from the location where STL is installed on my machine. Now that I have fully working IntelliSense, I can start coding, and I will probably want to configure the build as well. So let's do that. If I right-click on the makefile, I can do Customize Task Settings. And in here, I can add as many commands as I want. We'll write one for handling the build command. And the actual command is nmake, as you've seen earlier. As soon as I save it, if I right click on the make file, you would see the new entry build showing up. Let's do one more for clean as well. I'll click the customize task settings again. We'll add a clean context this time around, and the command, it's still nmake, but it has an extra argument called clean. Really quickly, in the context menu, you see clean appearing again. To get debugging to work as well, there is one more line we need to add to this test.json file, and that is the output of the build. So we'll specify workspace root slash bin slash hellomake.exe. And as soon as I hit save, right-clicking on the make file puts up a debug entry here as well. And we're ready to debug. So let's set a breakpoint right here to see the output and right-click debug. As you see, before debugging, a build is happening and then the breakpoint is directly hit. The project worked correctly. All right, so with the help of three simple JSON files, we were able to do editing, building, and debugging. cppproperties.json is used to drive the IntelliSense and the language service experience. So we configured the include paths in here. Test.json allowed us to configure the build scripts, and we configured both build and clean commands. And launch.json allowed us to pass additional arguments to the debugger process to start a debugging session. All these JSONs are optional, and you can create them as needed through the UI offered in Visual Studio. What I have here is a larger solution, a real-world one, the 7-zip source code loaded up in Visual Studio. Visual Studio already indexed the source code, so as soon as I loaded 7-zip, I can start searching for symbols. I can use all the language service experience that I'm used to in VS. So let's open a symbol. I can navigate. I can use the Find All References UI, which has been revamped in 2017. I can look at reads, writes. I can change the views here to do grouping by read, writes, or by any other columns. And also I can do filtering. So let's say I'm only interested in writes. I will just show this one and navigate to the code. Of course, I can also do refactoring of the source code, just like you used to with MS Build projects. So let's change the name of this member. And I already get suggestions of all the places that I should be changing in my source code. To open up the cppproperties.json really quickly, you can see that this is a bit more complex. It required a bit more setup, but this yielded a fully working language service. Well, what you see here is that I actually have two configurations that are very similar. Only one defines an external, an extra define. So let's navigate really quickly to a CPP file to show you how these configurations work. If I scroll down just a bit, you can see here that there's a lot of if depth out code based on that macro that I defined on the second configuration. So if I go to this dropdown up here, I can actually switch to the second configuration, and after a few seconds, IntelliSense picks up this new configuration and actually gives me IntelliSense in the context that I need. In addition, this project has a bit more complex nmake logic, and these are encoded in the task.json file. It's very easy to encode because the task.json is very flexible and can support many other types of build instructions. In this case, I also specified, just like in the previous demo, the output, so I can start easily debugging. In the launch.json, I have two debug configurations that I have created. One that will start the process and to list the content of a zip file. The other one will just list the help screen. So I already selected the listing of the zip file, and I'll just start a debugging session really quickly. As you can see, the build happens before debugging starts, and you can see the output of the 7-zip file process listing the content, as well as the debugging session being active and me being able to go in and understand what's going on. So, as you can see, I can easily edit, build, and debug, and I can also customize this behavior to my heart's content using the three files that I demoed earlier, the CPP properties, the lounge.json, and touch.json. And this concludes our demo. But don't go just yet. To learn more about the C++ support for OpenFolder, go to our blog at aka.ms/openfolder/cpp. Our blog is, of course, home to a longer list of exciting announcements about Visual Studio 2017. Try OpenFolder yourself, and please share your thoughts with us either down in the comments section below or on our blog. Thank you for watching, and have a good day.